You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A bleak 2017 is staring Venezuela in the face, with hyperinflation, food queues, and a long winter of discontent. In his Urbi et Orbi message on Christmas Day, Pope Francis wished peace upon our broken world and highlighted the situation in Venezuela, saying, "May courage motivate the beloved country of Venezuela to undertake the necessary steps to put an end to current tensions and build together a future of hope for the whole population." James Blears reports on the economic and social difficulties faced by the population there and on a political impasse which does not bode well for the future.
The 100 Bolivar banknote will soon be replaced by a 500, but this can't keep pace with rampant inflation, which is running at more than 200% and could treble in the coming year. Long food queues, acute shortages of basic commodities, even toilet paper, a currency which is reminiscent of the wheelbarrows of banknotes in the long-ago era of the Weimar Republic in a desperate post-war Germany. It's all unravelled since the death of Hugo Chavez on October the 13th, 2013. Oil prices which made Venezuela rich have plummeted, and hard times are gripping it. The National Electoral Council refused a recall referendum on President Nicolas Maduro before January, so he or his vice president will complete the presidential term. The outlook politically, economically, and socially appears bleak for Venezuela. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.